Trump, I forgive Madeleine Westerhout but am suing others for violating confidentiality agreements. By Hannah Blow on August 31, 2019. President Trump directly addressed the ongoing controversy surrounding accused White House leaker Madeleine Westerhout on Twitter Saturday morning, telling his massive social media following that she apologized and he forgave her. However, he warned that he is currently suing various people for violating their confidentiality agreements. While Madeleine Westerhout has a fully enforceable confidentiality agreement, she is a very good person and I don't think there would ever be reason to use it, Trump wrote Saturday morning. She called me yesterday to apologize, had a bad night. I fully understood and forgave her. He added. I love Tiffany, doing great. Yes, I am currently suing various people for violating their confidentiality agreements. Trump wrote in a separate tweet, using former administration official Omarosa Manigault as an example. Disgusting and foul-mouthed Omarosa is one. I gave her every break, despite the fact that she was despised by everyone, and she went for some cheap money from a book. Numerous others also. He added. Westerhout left her White House post on Thursday following remarks made at an off-the-record dinner. According to Politico, she allegedly bragged to reporters that she had a better relationship with Trump than his own daughters, Ivanka and Tiffany Trump, and that the president did not like being in pictures with Tiffany because he perceived her as overweight. Westerhout also jokingly told the journalists that Trump couldn't pick Tiffany out of the crowd, said one of the people. She had a couple drinks and in an uncharacteristically unguarded moment, she opened up to the reporters, the person said. At some point, Gidley left the restaurant for a television interview on Fox News. During that time, around 45 minutes to an hour, Westerhout made the comments to the reporters. As Breitbart News reported, GOP strategist Arthur Schwartz revealed that Washington Post White House bureau chief Philip Rucker allegedly aired the comments to the public, leading the White House to take action. Philip Rucker is one of the best and most scrupulous reporters in the news business, Washington Post national editor Steven Ginsburg told Breitbart News. He has always acted with the utmost honor and integrity and has never violated Washington Post standards or policies, he added. Notably, Ginsburg neither confirmed nor denied Schwartz's assertion.